time for your letters. Many of you wrote about our story on the powerful lobby behind dietary supplements like ephedra. Veronica Bailey of Washington, D.C. called the report the best piece of investigative journalism she's heard in quite a while. Bailey adds, it really caught the way that legislation and sausage are made.
Ryan Sarnataro of Santa Cruz, California, wasn't so impressed. He writes, vitamins and herbs have long been a target precisely because they're inexpensive, effective, and not able to be patented. Ephedra is a convenient story seized upon to push an old agenda, one that seeks to restrict Americans' access to alternative health care.
Please, sniffs Johnny Neal of Austin, Texas, after hearing our conversation with two film critics about whether their opinions really matter, specifically about the summer blockbuster The Hulk. Mr. Neal writes, of course critics have their place in artistic discourse, but a comic book movie, which I heartily enjoyed, by the way, should probably not be dissected by film geeks emulating Hasidic rabbis debating interpretations of the Torah. It's a movie called The Hulk. Of course, it's going to be reviled and successful.
David Wren of Washington, D.C. adds, it may come as a surprise to critics that there are plenty of well-educated adults who appreciate the arts, read movie reviews, and listen to NPR, yet also sometimes choose to disregard movie reviews and purposely go to a bad movie just because it may be fun to see a big green monster smash things.
And this from Kevin Scrivener of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who claims critics are often out of touch with the popcorn-crunching public. He writes, they ignore or pan movies my family enjoys, while heaping praise on violent, depressing fare filled with gratuitous sex and cursing. Or they give a perfectly good movie a bad review because it isn't politically correct enough, or because they aren't a fan of the genre. Ernest Goes to Camp may not be high art, but it is good, clean fun. I'll rent that instead of supposedly sophisticated films such as American Beauty or The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. Gosford Park, a critical success, is an agonizing ordeal to watch. Give me Clue any day.
Brian Hughes in New Orleans said he emitted a snort of derision listening to our story about the recording industry cracking down on file sharing. He writes, record labels and the artists they represent have spent decades driving up the cost of their music so that now consumers pay almost $20 for a CD. If recording industry greed could be tempered and its executives and artists could do with one less Mercedes apiece, they might find that lowering their prices to a reasonable level would encourage their consumers to make more legitimate purchases in record shops, which would also help that struggling industry.
Finally, we received a deluge, a thunderstorm, a tsunami of corrections about a reference to the pending equinox in our story on how rainy it's been here in the Washington, D.C. area. Among those writing was Sean Cunningham of Baltimore, who says, surely NPR has enough aging hippies who have celebrated the changes of season on its staff to get this point right. It is the solstice that is upon us, namely the summer solstice. You guys need to hire a druid or two.
Noted. You can send your comments and corrections to atc@npr.org. And as always, please let us know where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.